Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 4th of December. I'm Paul White. I've had a tremendous time in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. I have had moments of clarity in this chapter that I have needed, that I've wrestled with some things in chapter 13. I've been confronted with my thoughts and opinions of this text from my past. In some ways, I was forced to wrestle with ideas I didn't really want to wrestle with. I get tired of, in some respects, tearing down old ways of thinking. I don't prefer it. I would rather not have to tear down old ways of thinking. I'd rather leave things as they are. But I know we don't move forward in that environment. And there was some ways of interpretation in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians that I had a lot of things out in the future and had them on the calendar, not knowing the date of them, but thinking that some of these things that would pass away at future returns. Over the past, half a decade or more, I've had a turn in my personal views of eschatology and think that much of the New Testament was talking about a coming event to a generation, and therefore I'd struggled with what to do with some things in 1 Corinthians 13. This journey through 1 Corinthians has helped solidify some things for me. If anything, when I work through these passages with you on the Deeper Daily Podcast, I'm working through texts contextually, slowly, so that I get a better view of them, so that I don't come to the text with a lot of assumptions. That's the part that seems to be the most dangerous, is we come to text with assumptions. We think we know what it means, and we are not then very open to it meaning something else. If you can lay those assumptions down and just listen, then you can get in a place where you're able to learn. And that's what's happening to me. So I took more than one big step back. I took several steps back from chapter 13 and laid it with inside of the context, considering that in chapter 12, Paul was introducing us to the gifts, acts, and activities and ministries of the Spirit, and that by the time you get to 14, and I realize that the translators broke these into chapters, but when you get to 14, Paul gets specifics on how to use some of those gifts, ministries, and activities, and in between this sandwich, what are the gifts and how do you use them, the meat in between that is the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, what Paul calls the more excellent way, the way of love. Once I did that, then I didn't have room for this interpretation that the perfect thing that comes and we see face to face is the arrival of Jesus in the clouds, but rather it had to be framed within what the New Testament considered the perfection. And 1 John 4 considers that perfection love. And I told you yesterday at the end of the podcast that I wanted to go to another Pauline spot to show you where Paul thought it was love as well. And I do that in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3, beginning in verse 12. And I want to read down into the text that we need or that we're focusing on. But beginning in verse 12, just take our time for a moment. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Now I'm interjecting here. I think it's pretty obvious. These are things that look like kingdom people. This is what believers are doing. Hopefully it's what we're doing. We're putting these things on because they're a reflection of what Christ has done in us. But watch 14, we elevate it. This sounds a lot like the end of 1 Corinthians 12. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Notice in 1 Corinthians 12, when you got to the end of the gifts, Paul said there's a more excellent way. What is it? Love. In that 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul then said when that perfection has come, then the other stuff won't matter as much anymore. It'll fall away. It'll be like a kid growing into an adult. What's the perfection? Love. It'll cause you to see people face to face, not through glasses darkly. You won't only know in part, you'll know in full. Love will reveal real truths. This is an important moment. Important for all of us. Important because love is the above all things. Above all things, put on love, and here's the point, which is the bond of perfection. This is the same phrase that Paul has used to describe love in the 13th chapter, that perfect thing is coming. And that perfect thing is coming in your future. I just don't think it's a perfect thing coming in everyone's future at the same time. What I mean by that is you're going to walk into this love. The longer you live for Christ, you're going to see love perfected in your life. It's part of the experience. But it's not necessarily going to happen at the same pace for all of us. Listen to the next verse. This is Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. And that's that phrase we've used a lot. That's that phrase, brabeo. Let the peace of God umpire your hearts. This comes on the backside of the perfect bond of love. And this is one of the things that's been developing in me. I've talked a lot about walking in peace and allowing the love of the Father to do His work. Let me rephrase that. I've talked a lot over the years about the peace of God umpiring your heart and following that. But that comes in this text on the heels of the perfect bond of love happening. And I'm not sure how well we're going to do following the peace of the Holy Spirit if we haven't had a revelation of the perfect bond of love, if we haven't allowed love to do the work in us that love needs to do, that love wants to do. So use this today as sort of a capstone on this 13th chapter, repeating something we've said before. It's not just about loving people. It's not just a text you use at a wedding. And again, I have no problem with using it at a wedding because it's a love describer. And who doesn't want descriptions of love? And what better place to do that than at a place of a wedding? But it's bigger than that. It's the information that we need about what it looks like in the world to take care of our neighbor, how loving our neighbor trumps the gifts, activities, and ministries even of the Spirit, how loving our neighbor is the end game. It's not just a part of like getting to heaven. It's what heaven's all about. And I think that's the message of Paul. All right, we move on finally into chapter 14 starting tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.